All right, here we go. All right, guys, I had to restart. Got an important phone call in the midst of the last pod, the pod that I recorded. But you know what? I'm in a different type of mood right now. I'm in a different mood. So we're gonna talk about a different thing today on the pod, man. But we're gonna still start off with some good music. So let's see, what song am I gonna start out with? Let's see. Uh-oh. Microphone is falling. That's not good. Anyway, you know what? I was listening to some Kendrick Lamar yesterday. Me and Ariel were watching this video. We were actually watching a video about Good Kid, Mad City. So we'll start it off with Shireen. That's what we'll do. Start off with Shireen.
Lord God, I come to you a sinner, and I humbly repent for my sins. I believe that Jesus is Lord. I believe you raised him from the dead. I will ask that Jesus come in my life and be my Lord and Savior. I receive Jesus to take control of my life, and that I may live for him from this day forth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
So if you guys aren't familiar with the Good Kid, Mad City album, anytime you hear this Shireen, that's what this is. That's Shireen. Anytime you hear that, Kendrick's in a flashback mode, and it's something bad happening.
I met her at this house party on El Segundo in Central. She had the credentials of strippers in Atlanta. Ass came with a hump from the jump, she was a camel. I wanna ride like Arabians, pushing low for Mercedes Benz. Hello, my name is Kendrick, she said, no, you're handsome. Whispered in my ear, disappeared, then found her dancing. Sierra had played in the background, the parade music we made had us all wearing shades now, cool. Where you stay, she said, down the street from Dominguez High. Okay, I know that's borderline Compton or Paramount. Well, is it Compton? No, she replied, then quickly start batting her eyes. I strictly had one of her thighs around me. 17 with nothing but pussy stuck on my mental. My motive was rather sinful. What you trying to get into? She didn't tell, just gave me her next tail. Dropped the number, we chirped the whole summer. And well, the summer had passed and now I'm liking her. Conversation we having probably enticing her. Who can imagine? Maybe my actions will end up wifing her. Love or lust, regardless what fuck us, the trife in us. It's deep rooted, the music of being young and dumb.
That's from Good Kid, Mad City, man. Some of that good old K Dot, aka Kendrick Lamar. You guys should just definitely check that album out. It's been a hot minute actually since I listened to it. I believe it came out in 2013. Don't quote me on that. It could be 14. But yeah. So in other news, I just want to go ahead and bash Jada Pinkett real quick because I'm tired of her coming in the media. I'm tired of her being in the news for no fucking reason. Like, she has nothing else to do. You're supposed to be an actress and you keep giving us random stuff. She just she came out with a thing where she said, you know, she had the Tupac random poem that she just released recently. Then she told Will, or she told the world, like, I told Tupac not to beat up Will Smith. Now it's like, oh, Jada Pinkett passed out on the Nutty Professor from a bad ecstasy trip. Like, bro, what is going on with you? She said, I grew up in a drug-infested neighborhood where you walk out each day and just hope that you make it. I came from a war zone. There was a possibility I wouldn't make it past 21. That was the reality. She goes on, oh man, I wonder what I'm going to eat tonight because there's no food here. How am I going to get to school? And my mom, is my mom going to be okay today? Will there be one more day she survives her addiction? That's the kind of stuff I think about at 11, right? Which, okay, cool, I get it. You're from the hood, blah, blah, blah. Great, 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 great. Why do we care? Maybe that's just me being non-sentimental, but I'm at this place that I'm at, man. Like, bro, we don't care. We don't. Let's just be honest. We don't care. All right? We don't want to know. We don't care to know, honestly. Like, keep it moving, man. Let's just talk about positivity. But hey, you know what? That's Jada. She's trying to stay relevant. It is what it is. Yeah. Anywho, Radical Jack, I'm back. Hair long. Look at that. For all the people watching the YouTube, check this out. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to try to start doing this every pod so you guys can see me now. You know what I'm saying? That's me. Got that for Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? Jack the saying. You know what I'm saying? Jack the saying. Get it? Like, Jack my saying, Jack my quotes. Anyway, so yeah. Anywho. Yeah, I didn't make a pod for a minute now. It's actually only been about a month. I actually have two podcasts that I didn't release. I'm going to release them when I release this one. So it'll be a three-peat so you guys can go ahead and listen to all that. I didn't re-listen to them. I don't remember what I'm talking about. I know that right now we are in Cancer season. You know what I'm saying? And I've been doing these. So let's check out who's up next. Let's see. We got Cancer, so let's talk about you guys, man. Let's talk about the crabs. The crabs. My aunt is a Cancer. Her birthday is actually on Independence Day, July 4th. Happy birthday, Shani. We already celebrated. But actually, you know what? Tonight, we have a surprise party for her. She won't know about it because by the time I release this, she won't have heard it. But yeah, we're actually doing a surprise for her. I'm grilling some fish, some catfish. You already know what it is. Yeah, the boy can grill. I'm nice on the chef skills, you know what I'm saying? I do a little something, man. My seasoning is top notch. So, element of water. Obviously, you guys are a water sign. Apparently, y'all's good colors are orange and white. For the ladies, I know y'all like them white toes. So, count somewhere. Your days of the week are Mondays and Thursdays. This Monday thing is throwing me off because I still haven't met anybody that loves Mondays. Ruler is the moon. Your lucky numbers are 2, 7, 11, 16, 20, and 25. Greatest overall compatibility are Scorpios and Pisces. Go figure, right? Pisces especially. I mean, you got it. Best marriage is a Capricorn, though, which is a little different. Date range, June 21st and July 22nd. Your strengths are your retentive, outstanding, imaginative, dedicated, emotional, feeling, and soft, convincing. Your weaknesses, changeable moods, pessimism, suspicion, non-confident, weak against manipulations. Weak against manipulations. Boy, I tell you, y'all's emotions are so crazy. Like, y'all let them people get to you, man. Cancer's likes, arts, domestic affairs, relaxation, rest near water, aid from the beloved, nice pastime with friends. Cancer dislike, unknown people, critics concerning mother, showing the inner feelings. All right. Cancer, love, and sex. These folks are utterly soulful, and it is plain to draw a conclusion that personal relations are the uttermost significance for them. They are utterly caring and over-emotive. They constantly seek those identities who will fully understand them and won't be pushy. They avoid overly ambitious partners and those who easily lose his or her temper. In relations, they are totally devoted and trustworthy partners. They will do whatever is needed to satisfy the requirement of their second part to make him or her really happy. Marriage and kids are a tremendous importance to these identities. Let's see here. How to attract Cancer Man. Though it may amaze a lot of people, but in occasion with Cancer Man, you ought to make the first step in almost all cases. The greatest fear of this type of men is rejection. They bitterly suffer from denial of all forms, particularly this one. How to attract a Cancer woman? The personality of this sign is quite complex at times. However, these folks strongly value family traditions, adore their nearest people. Cancer women would hardly fall in love at once. They require time, so get patient. In case you obtain the trust, such a woman will become very devoted and ardent. Emotions overwhelm her, and she lacks self-assurance. So, if you're with a Cancer, be ready to back that ass up. You got to be there for her in all types of ways. I date a Cancer. Ariel is a Cancer. My baby mama, my girlfriend, whatever you want to call her, my lady, my woman, she's a Cancer. And I deal with the personalities all the time. I deal with them all the time. All right. It's a cry for help. Help me. No, I'm just playing. But no, it's real life emotional. I'm an Aquarius. I'm aloof. You know, Aquarius people, we're air signs, you know. Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. You see people talking, bashing us all the time because at the end of the day, like, we're just not here for the nonsense, bro. It is what it is. So, that was Cancer. What are we talking about today, though? Talking about Radical Jack, of course. Where have I been? I ain't been nowhere. Like I said, it's only been a month. Honestly, guys, I've just been taking a mental break, man. Taking a mental break, relaxing. But let's get it going. Check, check. You already know what it is, man. Radical Jizzak. Hey, shout out my boy Kevin. What's up, Kev? We see you. Smitty on the track. Y'all already know what it is, man. My man makes the fire beats. Let's get to it. You know, actually sitting through that, I do realize that is kind of long. I hear you guys. My uncle said it's kind of long. Stephanie said it was kind of long. And I'm like, it's not that bad. But actually, like, sitting through it, because I'm doing something new on the pod, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do everything live, especially since I'm recording. I personally do not like the editing process. I don't like going back and cutting up videos. That's just not my thing. Anybody listening, if you want to do my videos for me, we can figure out something. We can figure out something. I can take you out to lunch. Something. I don't know. We can figure it out. So what I was going to talk about today was churches versus cultish. And it's not really like a me breaking down, this is a church thing, this is a cult thing. It was more so me talking about my stance on religion, why I don't go to church like I used to, just all that wrapped up in a good eggshell. But yeah, I started doing this pod already. This is actually the second take. I got a phone call in the middle of the first one and I was mad, but the phone call was great. So I mean, it is what it is. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about religion, right? What is religion? Religion depends, right? There's all kinds of religion. You can be a Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh, Muslim, Christian. You got the different varieties of Christians, Baptist, Methodist, Mormon, Apostolic, Pentecostal. Did I say Catholic? I think I did already. But yeah, there's a bunch of them. Non-denominational, Church of God in Christ. I mean, we got all kinds of Christians out here, right? But my thing is, I realized at a young age that church was kind of fun, depending on where you went, right? So you got your typical Baptist churches that are kind of quiet. You can't move when the preacher's talking. You know, you just kind of sit there. It's boring. People do a bunch of hymns. But in the church that I grew up in, a Pentecostal church, which is what I was more accustomed to going to, everybody's jumping around, shouting. You know, the charisma is in there. You know, the church, ha! And you know, and ha! And God, you know, it's just, you know, the preacher's ready to get everybody shouting and jumping and we're getting ready to go and we're going to have a good time and Jesus is in the air and I can feel him in the atmosphere, that type of thing, right? But at what point do you start looking at church and start looking around and you're looking around and you're seeing all this stuff and it's like, okay, like if you go to church enough, and trust me, I grew up in church. Not like I grew up in church and I went every Sunday. I grew up in church. If you ever are familiar with Steve Harvey, how he says we were in church Monday Bible study, Tuesday Bible classes, Wednesday youth meeting, Thursday young people meeting, Friday missionary meeting, you know, we was in church all the time. On top of that, we had our church retreats, so we would go out as a church where the young people would be together, all that good stuff, man. I mean, church, That's literally what life was. It was church. You were devoted to church. And don't get me wrong, I love it. It put a seed in me to always put God first, you know. But at the same time, as I get older, there's research. I'm a curious person. I always have been. I like to know exactly what's going on. So I'm going to research different things. And I've been on a spiritual journey for myself, really trying to figure out, you know, how I feel about not going to church as much. And I mean, like, it's pretty annoying sometimes, man. You know, I got my mom calling, oh, you need to put my baby in church. You know, she's talking about Journey, you know, she wants Journey to go to church every Sunday and all this other stuff. And I get it, you know, I really do, because in my head or in my heart, I'm conflicted too, you know. I want those things for my daughter, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want her to go to church. I want her to have a relationship with God, of course. But at the same time, it's like, bro, like, okay, you know, there's certain things that for me, I'm still trying to figure out. I haven't perfected this, you know. I'm not here to tell you, like, oh, I figured all the answers. No, I'm still in the Bible. I'm still reading. I'm still trying to figure out this, and this. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, how much time should you really devote to church? You know, you're supposed to keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath can be whatever day you want. If you're a Seventh-day Adventist, it's Saturdays. Everybody else is Sunday. I don't know about Muslims and all that. I'm just talking about Christians, just in case you guys thought I was trying to, like, put everything together. You know, and then, I mean, even when we look at it in a different way, you know, you got these people that are like, you know, Christianity is used for slavery and it was used to keep black people this, and this. And it's like, okay, maybe. But also, if you look at it, they were just using certain parts of the Bible to keep black people in their slave happiness. They were trying to make sure that we, you know, we stayed obedient. So they used certain verses to make sure we stayed that way. But at the end of the day, like, if you read for yourself, then you get context behind these things. So you can no longer use that excuse. It's ignorant at that point. That's not ignorant. It's stupid, because you do know what you're doing at that point. So you're not even ignorant to it. You're just choosing to be dumb. So that's on you. But let's talk about cult-like behaviors, right? So some things that I've personally seen, and I watched this dude, he talked about leaving the Church of Mormon, right? And ever since I've been in high school, I've always hated that whole Mormon thing, because I did some research on Mormons, and, you know, if you look back and see, like, how they started and the beliefs and stuff, I mean, like, black people, if you're a Mormon and you're black, clearly you just don't do no kind of research on nothing. Like, you just listen to whatever they teach you, period. Like, you didn't even try to look, because black people ain't even humans in the Mormon, like, it's a whole thing, bro. Like, you we're less than. So some things that I seen, I grew up in a apostolic church, and then I mean, overall it's all Pentecostal, right? But I went to an apostolic church, and then when we moved to Georgia, we started going to a Church of God in Christ, aka Kojic. That's what some people call it. And then I have a couple of friends that were raised Jehovah's Witness, right? What's up, Andre? What's up, Stephanie? So Jehovah's Witness, they actually just became a cult. Like, it's recognized now as a cult. If you look it up, it's now recognized as a cult. And, you know, I remember me and Andre were talking about it. Andre was like, that's wild. But to me, I'm like, yeah, is it really wild? Like, think about it, you know? They got a religion that tells you, I don't know the exact number right now, but it's like only like 15,000 people or something are going to heaven. Everybody else, nah, you know, you got to wait. So I'm like, you got a religion that's got people believing that they should teach their children this, even though the people that are going to heaven have already been chosen. Like, what am I doing? Waiting for the second shot? Like, that to me, that's backwards as hell. But again, everybody has the freedom to choose whatever religion they want to be in, and that's cool. Like, I'm not here to shift nobody's mind. You do you. If you feel comfortable in your stuff, then you go right ahead. If you want to be a black Mormon, you do that, because you have the freedom to do so. But as for me and mine, we will do research and we will figure it out. So My main thing is this. If you got a religion that has a different book other than the Bible, to me, that's already starting off wrong. That's weird. Okay, if they're not using the Bible and the only Bible, then... And this is if you consider yourself a Christian, of course. If you're not, then obviously who cares, right? But if you're going off of anything other than the Bible, that's weird. Like the Book of Mormon, that's weird. You know what I'm saying? They got even the Jehovah's Witnesses, they be having like their little, what is that thing called? The temple, the template book. I forgot what it's called, man. Dang. But they got their little books and you know what I'm saying? It's cool. But I'm here to talk about what I seen, like I said. So going to church all the time. I remember I used to look around, and for anybody who doesn't know, as a Christian believer, you are born into sin. We are born into sin, and we go through life hoping to be as perfect as possible. So we're trying to follow Christ. That's the whole point of being a Christian, follower of Christ. You want to be Christ-like, you want to do Christ things, you want to be a good person, right? Right, cool. So sin is least as possible up until trying to be perfect. So when you go to church, you become baptized. When you get baptized, well, some people baptize their kids, so you get christened, so that means you actually give them to God. And then when you get old enough and you realize what it means and you understand who Jesus is, then you become baptized in water, which means you're washing your sins away and you're professing that God is your Savior and you understand that Jesus Christ died for your sins. And then the next step into your salvation is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it, same thing. And that is the one true evident sign of being filled with the Holy Ghost is that you speak in tongues, right? And I say all that to say that I am tired of you people in these churches going crazy with your tongues. It's irritating, it's irresponsible, and it's wrong, all right? And people are like, oh, well, how is it wrong? Well, I'm going to show you guys a little magical scripture here. It's called 1 Corinthians 14. Oh, no. My camera turned off. Okay. We back. Okay. So I'm going to tell y'all a little scripture. 1 Corinthians 14, 27 and 8. Oh. I'm turning the camera off because I'm over here typing on the wrong keyboard. Freaking genius. Okay, here we go. 1 Corinthians. What'd I say? 14, 27. All right, here we go. All right. So this is the King James Version. All right. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or by three, and by course, and let one interpret. But if there's no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church. Let him speak to himself and to God. So what does that mean? It means that I shouldn't hear such and such grab the mic and be like, yo, la 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 la. Like, I don't, that's unnecessary, bro. You know, sorry if that hurt your ears. But that it's crazy. You know, and this is the type of thing that we go through, right? And I've learned, because I've been in church literally since birth. So I've seen the old church, I've seen the new church, and I've seen the modern church. And in church, I remember never hearing people speak in tongues like that, right? As a young man, I remember people shouting and going crazy, and you can hear it if you got close enough. But it wasn't no, let me show the world how to do this thing. No, it wasn't like that, right? And then I moved to Georgia, and I went to a church in God in Christ, and then all of a sudden it was all loud in the mic. Let me grab it. Let me show you guys what you're supposed to say. It was just, for lack of a better word, unprofessional. You know, like it didn't seem right, you know? And then when you read the Bible, and it gives you these things. You know what? Let me see if I can find an Amplified version just in case you guys are kind of like, I don't like that. So let's see. Oh, here's a Modern English version. Let's see how that goes. I don't like that. Okay. Oh, yeah. A lot of people like NIV, right? Yeah. Try the NIV version. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at most three should speak at one time. Someone must interpret. If there's an interpreter, keep quiet in a church, speak to himself and God. All right, whatever. Yeah. It takes out the silence part and all that stuff. But, so, yeah, that's like a big, big thing that I cannot stand in church, bro. It's irritating to me. I think it clouds your spirit as well. So as a person who, you know, a little shout out, man, you know, I've always been told I'm supposed to preach. My family's full of preachers. So, you know, it is what it is. I talk enough. But at 14, that's probably like, to me, as far as my spiritual journey has gone, the closest that I've ever been to God was when I was 14. I wasn't cussing in school. I carried my Bible in my backpack. I didn't masturbate. Like, bro, I mean, when I tell you that I was like devout, like I was really trying to be perfect for God, like at 14, I've never been closer ever in my whole life. I've never been closer. I might know more now, but spiritually, I was never closer to God than I was at 14. And around the time that I had begin to put my word of exhortation together, at that time I was doing a lot of tarrying and praying and all this. I was fasting. I was really going crazy, right? And I don't mean going crazy like in a bad way. Like I was going hard. And if you don't know what tarrying means, that means that you just basically to take up a particular time and devote to God. You just praise and give God worship and blah, blah, blah. And at that time, I had what we like to call in church, a touch. So I almost got filled with the Holy Ghost. I almost spoke in tongues. But when it happened, I felt it, got scared, and I stopped myself. So, and I know it's funny because I'm thinking about like some of my agnostic or atheist friends, and it's like, it's kind of like witchcraft because you're like putting spells out and your body's going through things, blah, blah, blah. It's funny to me the parallels that people make, believe in, not believe in, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so yeah, I say that to say I know what God feels like to me, right? Like obviously to me, but I know what God feels like. Like, I know what the power feels like. So you'll never, ever, ever hear me say God's not real, because I 100% believe that. But I will not sit up here and say you need to be in church. I say church helps and all this other stuff, but there's so many spirits of negativity and backbiting and jealousy. It's a lot of ugliness in church. And of course, it depends on what you want to find, where you go. All that kind of stuff. Of course, you can go to a different church and all that. And I mean, obviously, there's no such thing as a perfect church, but there's close to it. But you have to go out and find it. And I'm just not in the mood to find that. That's not where I'm at in life. I'm not here to find that place yet. I'm still working on myself and doing my own thing, trying to figure out how me and God are at the moment. So for me, I don't like the fact that when you go to a church or something and the pastor's doing all that screaming in the mic, he's basically teaching people how to do something that God should be doing for them. And I don't think that that's right. So great example here is when I was in high school or so, I don't know, around that age though, same age, around 14. So there was a guy at my church. His name is Paul Arthur. Anybody listening knows Paul Arthur. He probably just chuckled a little bit. Paul Arthur was special. I don't really know how else to call it. I punched him in the face once, by the way. But he was special, a special guy. But I remember one time he got up. He said that he was in the prayer line, and he said, I got the Holy Ghost. You know, he told everybody. Yeah, that's not something you're supposed to do at church, by the way, guys. That's a big no-no. You don't just make random announcements without going through somebody, whether it's an elder, a minister, a deacon, deaconess. You go through somebody with some type of title that gives you the okay to, like, okay, cool, like, go ahead, handle that. So Paul Arthur, you know, he was like, yeah, I was getting prayed for, and all this weird stuff started coming out of my mouth, and next thing you know, wow, I spoke in tongues, right? And it was just really odd. And I mean, saying it out loud now and, like, really thinking about it in a real world type of thing, it's like, maybe he did. But it was just so weird at the time, because the church that we were going to, like, anybody could speak in tongues. I mean, I can go crazy right now. I just don't want to be disrespectful. So, but, like, when you hear it enough, if you hear anybody say anything, you're going to learn how to say it, you know? So it was very hard to acknowledge the genuineness of his statement. On top of that, like I told you, this guy was special. So it was very hard to acknowledge anything he said because he was special. All right. So that's just my gripe with the whole tongue thing, right? But let's talk about something else that really pissed me off. This is the stuff that really started pushing me away from church more so than any of that. Because for me, like, the speaking of tongues thing, that's something that can be worked out. You could talk about it. It's your own discernment. You have a spirit. You know, you feel what's real and what's not. You deal with that, right? But let's talk about how people are obsessed with seeing miracles, hearing things. You know, everybody's a prophet, everybody's an apostle now, everybody just, and I'm not gonna give you guys some random religious lesson here. Just know that there's five real ministries that you can hold in a church, and everybody's jumping to the big dog. Everybody's an apostle, and that ain't how it works. And everybody's not called. Everybody's not meant to be a pastor. Everybody's not meant to do these things. I can preach, but it don't mean that I'm supposed to be a pastor. It doesn't mean that I know how to run a church. I know how to manage my flock, you know? Just because you get a bunch of people to follow you doesn't mean you're actually supposed to be the leader. You know, anything can happen. So with that being said, I'm tired of seeing everybody being apostles and bishops, and you don't even have the you don't even have the backing of said apostle or bishop to even be these things, but now you're donning this cape, and it's wild. Now let's talk about some crazy stuff that does happen in church, which is why I said church and cult kind of things, right? So some stuff that can get you in trouble at church. A spirit of lust, right? So what's a spirit of lust? Sexual immoralities, right? And I'm not talking about gay or anything like that. Just literally just being horny. That's lust. Being horny, right? Looking at a woman. Nice tits. Like, any of that, right? That's a lustful spirit. Thinking about it. Ooh, man, she look good. You know, but you start, dang, she look good. That's lust, you know? But kids go through puberty, too. So when you go through puberty, your sexual organs open up, of course. You start feeling that horniness. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, kids should just be, you know, going for broke. But at the same time, it should be taught on how to maneuver these things or the things that you might think about. Like, you should just be able to talk to people about this stuff. But some churches are so stuck in there. Wait till marriage and that's it. Don't even worry about it. Like, you put kids on a confusion path, you know what I'm saying? And I've heard stories. This ain't no personal story of mine, but I've heard stories of people going to college and doing, you know, having sex. You know, they're going to college having sex, but then they come to their churches and people will find out that they're doing these things because a lot of us grow up together. So a lot of us go to the same colleges and all that kind of stuff. So they find out those little people are doing these things, and then they'll have these pray the lust away. It's kind of like, it's similar to the whole pray the gay away thing type of thing, but you pray it out and you go out, and some people go to a place where they're being prayed with so hard that, like, people actually hit them and stuff, so they're leaving with, like, hurt backs and stuff because people lay hands on you when they pray. And It's just like, yo, that's crazy. When you really think about it, like that kind of stuff, you shouldn't have to worry about. You should be able to talk about something and learn and be told like, okay, well, if you feel this way, do this. And if you know, you're going to feel these urges, but, you know, it shouldn't be a chastisement. It should be a learning experience. Also, there's a big thing that goes on, especially in black churches. I can't speak for white churches. I ain't never been. I can do research on it and stuff, but I mean, from personal experience, I know black churches, there's a lot of single women, a lot of single black women on top of that, right? And in the black church, the pastor is the leader. I mean, in every church, the pastor is the head, but in these situations, sometimes I have seen where a pastor has more control over your household than the husband does. You know, I said there's single women too, but there's also married women. And the married women will listen to pastor more than they listen to their husbands. And to me, that is a big no-no. But because of the way that you can flip doctrine and you can flip Bible verses and scriptures, you know, you can manipulate people. Just like slavery, you can do anything if you know what you're doing. If I know how to talk right, I can get you to do some stuff. If I want you to buy a car, I'm going to get you to buy the car. So, you know, there's things in church also where you're supposed to go to your pastor and tell them like, hey, I want to date such and such. And if they don't give you permission to date, that's it. And if you continue to do it, you'll be put out of your position that you hold. You can be shunned to a point where like you can't come to church for a week, or you have to sit in the back, don't participate. Like, there's things that happen like that in churches. You know, and, you know, I've personally been part of churches where God said, this is your husband. God said, this is your wife. And you guys are going to have this many kids and all this other stuff. And it's like, you want it to be a prophetic message, but at the end of the day, it might not be. It might be foolery. But people follow these steps because they love this man that they think is a representation of God. And they end up doing crazy stuff like marrying this person that God told them was supposed to be their wife or husband, and then end up getting divorces. Or they stay together because, of course, divorce is the devil, so you can't get divorced, you know, unless there's infidelity or you become a widow or widower or stuff like that. And I mean, let me tell y'all something. There are some crazy things about marriage that go on. There's some crazy marriage stuff. For instance, in my grandma's church, the way that they believe, if you get married and you get divorced, you're not technically divorced until one person dies, right? Or let's say I married a woman, right? Let's say I married Ariel, but she'd already been married before. Technically, she's not my wife because she's already been married. So she's the other guy's wife until he dies. Like, it's like a property thing, yo. It's wild. But the man can marry, you know, he can walk off the divorce and he's free, you know, because he's a man. Like, it's some wild things, man. And then, you know, a lot of things that happen in religion is people get caught up in being obedient. You know, you don't want to break the rule of obedience. You want to make sure you're a good servant to the Lord. So you want to listen to your pastor or your overseer or whatever you want to call him. I hate the term overseer. It sounds so slavish. But, you know, people get obsessed with these things. And you know, I'm kind of rambling on, you know, but I mean, this is just the type of things that go on. You know, Jehovah's Witness, for one, you know, they don't believe in birthdays, Halloween, like celebrations and stuff. I think that's absolutely crazy. I don't even want to talk about it, but it's wild. But in church, you know, I'm just talking about some of the stuff that I've seen that's just crazy to me. I've seen people get chastised. You know, there's people that get abused in church and they have to stay quiet about it. The last two points that I'll be making are just about the sadness and the church hurt that I've personally experienced and why I actually don't go. Outside all the stuff I already mentioned, Two things that really bother me. I do not like the worship of pastors like their God. And I do not like the robbery that goes on stealing money from members. All right. So let's talk about the first one. Pastor worship. Pastor's anniversaries, pastor's birthday, first lady's birthday, pastor and first lady's marriage anniversary. Everybody's getting crazy gifts for them. Why? It's okay to celebrate your pastor's birthday, don't get me wrong, but why are we donating 500,000, 2,000, $15,000 to our pastor for his birthday? I'm sorry. I think that's bonkers. And if you want to say, hey, that's cool, that's on the church, cool, all right, bet. Let's do that for his birthday. But we're doing it for the pastor's anniversary. We're doing it for their wedding anniversary. And then you got members in your church that you know. Because what y'all don't understand is these pastors, especially if it's not a crazy mega church, if not a big church, best believe the pastor has a real relationship with the members. And these people know what your financial situation is. I cannot afford to pay my cable. I cannot afford my light bill. I cannot afford my mortgage. And they will sit up here and still take money from these people. You see them coming up in that trash can of a car. Pastor over here driving in a brand new Mercedes. It's, you know, God bless. God bless. Oh, yeah, you're going to receive your blessing. You know, just lying to people, man, manipulating them, using the Bible to show miracles and then pretending that these people are going to get instant miracles by giving you money. I hate it. That is my main reason why I'm not going. Let's skip over to anniversary. Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you guys something that's absolutely crazy to me, right? My old pastor, he was a good pastor. I think he got lost along the way. Now he has a big church, mega church, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's officially like, it's a lot of nonsense. I don't want to disrespect him, so I won't say all the extra stuff that I feel, but a lot of nonsense. This man received a Mercedes S500 from the church. And if you don't know how much a Mercedes S500 is, whenever you get time, look it up. But just know he received that from the church. When there's members taking the bus to church, there's members living in trash apartments at church. But these members' money is good enough to buy your Mercedes, but you can't help these people when they're hurting. And if you do help the people, you embarrass them about it. You bring it up. You say, oh, yeah, we helped blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, you know you got it. We just gave you $1,000. We know you can give back. Make sure you tithe all that. It's condescending, man. It's crazy. But anyway, offering, building funds, daycare funds, church picnic funds, the whole funds, any funds, just 15 offerings in a service. You got one to go around. I'm tired, man. That is why I don't go to church. It is just a money business at the end of the day. And yes, I know there are certain churches that don't operate in this. And if it doesn't fit you, then don't worry about it. Because I know there's pastors that listen to my pod too. And I'm not talking about you guys because I know the good ones. But for you jankers, I'm just making up words at this point. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to cuss, right? I already said the F word earlier. It was an accident. I don't want to cuss. So for all you people out there that are just grabbing these members and just jerking them, do better, man. Y'all are trash. And you know who you are, and you know how you operate. And the crazy thing is, you know the Bible. You have a relationship with God, a real one. You know you're being a crook. No matter how you try to justify it, you know you're being a crook. It's irritating, man. Imagine being at church and everybody's doing a quote-unquote donation. let's say we're donating for, actually, you know what? We're not donating for nothing. That's what we're doing. We're donating for a blessing. If you're looking for a blessing from God tonight, you want God to make something happen for you. Your car is broke down. You're behind on rent. You don't know how you're going to pass that test. You don't know where the money's coming from. You don't know where your next meal is coming from. If you believe that God is going to do something for you tonight, I want you to come up to this line and I want you to make a donation. I want you to make an offering to God so that he can bless you. These are the kind of things that go on. Okay. God is telling me right now that there's $500 in this church. Right now there's $500. Who's going to come up and who's going to donate with me? Who's going to be the one to come up to this line and help us reach that $500 goal? Me and First Lady will be the first one. We're going to stand in the $100 line. We're going to have Sister Otis come over here and start the $20 line. And then, of course, you got to pull your heartstrings. Come here, baby Jessica. All right, here. I'm going to give her a dollar. We're going to start the dollar line. If you want to send your kids up with money so they can get the blessing too, put them behind baby Jessica. And you manipulate people that way. Pastor and First Lady are starting off with the $100 line. We're both giving $100 a piece. Guess what? That money's going right back to them. All the money's actually going to them. It's manipulation. Now, you know that Sister Otis needs to pay her car note, but you're making her sacrifice $20 more away from that car note, expecting something magical to come in the mail. I see God sending unexpected checks. Unexpected checks are coming in, and you guys are going to be blessed beyond measure. Okay. Anyway, is it a church or is it a cult? I don't know. I've been going to church my whole life, man, and it's just I don't have the answers, man. That's the end of the podcast, right? I don't have the answers. Maybe you do. Hey, dog, look, if somebody's got the answers to this stuff, let me know, man. I would love to have a discussion about it because, boy, I don't know, man. It's crazy to me how church really, it's how they operate, man. They do these kind of things, man. You know what I'm saying? Wrapping up, man. I'm streaming on Twitch. Not as much as I used to, but I'm still streaming on Twitch, y'all. Still streaming on Twitch. Check me out at RadicalJack_20 on Twitch. IG Radical_Jack_views when I'm on there. Facebook, Radical Jack Movies. Also, my regular Facebook, Xavier Jackson. Check me out on there. I'd be going crazy with this dude. I'm trying to get on the pod. I'm not even going to say his name because I'm not giving him the recognition until we do the podcast. I promise you, it will be a treat. You will definitely hear things. If you guys follow me on Facebook, then you understand how bad I want this man to be on my podcast. Pause. I guess it was a full statement, so I didn't really have to throw the pause in there, but just in case. Like, I can't wait to debate this man, but I want it in person. I don't want it over the streams. I don't want it over the internet. I don't want no cracky connection. I don't want him to be able to back out. Nah, I want you to come get this work. Bring that ass here. But anyway, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any major streaming podcasting site, I am there. Radical Jack's Views. Shout out to all my successful friends. We got a bunch of them. Too many to name. I'll try. What's up, Eric? What's up, Stover? What's up, Etaj? What's up, Chris? What's up, Andre? What's up, Damien? What's up, everybody? All right, I was really about to like go crazy and be like, they do this, this, and that. I'm not in the mood. Anywho, man, I got the pod up. I got everything set up. If I'm a little dark, let me know in the Facebook, in the YouTube comments. I'm here for it. But yeah, man, I'm about to upload this. Like I said, I'm giving you guys two more pods that I did before, but I'm gonna try to be more consistent. It ain't easy, okay? It's hard. I got a family. I got a big ass dog over there. All right. I had to lock him up because he was just doing the most and I didn't want him to come over here interrupting. Yesterday he came over to my desk, knocked off my dresser. Like, just knocked it off. German Shepherd, but he knocked it off. I don't even know how. I literally can't explain how he got caught on my drawer with fur. Either way, he did it. A loser. What's up, Zeus? Anyway, y'all, this podcast is all about Jack's Radical Views. You, my listeners, are welcome. My Jackers. You already know what it is, man. I don't have the answers. Maybe you do. At me, tweet me, do something discreetly. Nah, it's fine. Hit me up. That's Zeus right there. Y'all just heard him. But yeah, man. Appreciate it. Like I said, I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss it. Y'all be safe, man. Radical Jack's Views.